In January, Rachel Hager set a goal to collect 3,500 gently used bras for homeless women in Indianapolis. She expected it to take all year, but it took just 88 days, less than 3 months. She was inspired by a Washington, D.C.-based organization called Support the Girls, and now she's setting up branches around the country. Rachel Hager joins us from Indianapolis. Welcome.
Thank you.
And tell us about your original inspiration for this project.
I heard about a woman in Washington, D.C. named Dana Marlowe, who began a collection of bras for homeless and at-risk women in her community late 2015. And I decided on January 1st to do something similar, to go ahead and send some bras to her. And I just put a Facebook post saying, "In search of your bras," on my neighborhood buy-sell trade page. In that very first day, I collected 99 bras and more were coming. And so I realized I had something going on. So I emailed Dana and told her what I had. And so we set up a call and decided that instead of sending them to D.C., I was going to continue to collect in Indianapolis. And it's just taken off like crazy.
How many bras have you collected so far?
So far, I have distributed 6,300 bras.
Wow. And when I think of the things that homeless women would need, I wouldn't have even thought of bras, but obviously there's a need.
That's a big part of why this is so important, is to raise the awareness, because there are so many women in need, and these are things that are often not donated.
And where do they come from, the bras that you're getting?
I've gotten them from everybody. All of my friends, family, neighbors, coworkers, strangers. People have been sending them from far and wide to P.O. boxes. And it's just wonderful. I've had all sorts of women collect for me.
And where do you donate these goods?
I started out donating around Indianapolis to local homeless and domestic violence centers. And since I have covered Indianapolis, I decided to spread out for the entire state of Indiana. So I've donated to shelters from Crown Point to Bloomington, Lafayette, Greenwood, all over.
And now to cities around the country.
Yes. So now I am working to get other women like myself up and running in cities around the country and actually world.
Why was this idea something that you wanted to devote so much time to?
You know, it's really important. I think that because bras, pads, and tampons are things that women need for a huge part of their lives, but they're also things that are not seen. They're invisible. And so just to bring a little bit more awareness to those things, those basic necessities, is really important to me, and to be able to provide dignity to women.
But was there a personal connection that you had that really got you going on this?
I have a young daughter who is 3 and a half, and she has been with me every step of the way. And so to do something to help people in our community, to also support women, is very important for me to show her.
As you have done this, I assume you've met a lot of homeless women. What kind of people have you come across?
Well, homeless women, that's kind of a hard thing to talk about because, you know, a lot of these things are temporary. So I've met a lot of women who may have just been in a bad situation at that time. So, you know, a lot of women are just like me. They're moms. Some of them are wives. They're students. They're, you know, working women. They're all sorts of women.
That's Rachel Hager, who is the National Director of Affiliate Outreach for the organization Support the Girls. She's been collecting bras, collected thousands of them to distribute to homeless women. Thank you so much.
Thank you.